This is the Mercy Cardinals post-game show on KMOX, sponsored in part by St. Charles Convention and Visitors Bureau and Bethesda Health Group, providing retirement living, skilled nursing, rehab, and in-home care needs for seniors for 133 years.
Three to two, the Cardinals come up short against the Pirates tonight as the Mercy Cardinals postgame show does continue. Let's recap the game with the highlights. The starting pitching matchup tonight, Jose Quintana going for the Cardinals. For the Pirates, it is Mitch Keller. Quintana pitching against his former team, pretty good. He would get into just a little bit of trouble in the bottom of the third inning when he walks the leadoff hitter, Jack Sawinski, but the next batter he faces is Jason DeLay.
One strike pitch to DeLay. Here it comes. There's a ground ball to second. Donovan flips to DeYoung on to first. There's your double play.
There you go.
So he would get out of the third scoreless, and that would be it for him. Jose Quintana goes three, then Miles Michaelis comes in. It was always scheduled to be a piggyback type situation. Cardinals would get on the board first in the sixth inning. It all gets started with Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt is looking for hit number 1,750. The pitch on the way, and that's hit through the hole. It's short into left, a base hit. Goldschmidt is on, leading off the Cardinals' sixth inning. 1,750 hits for Paul Goldschmidt's career.
And the next hitter is Albert Pujols.
Pujols swings, and he drives this one. Left field, down the line, and it's a gunner! A gunner for Albert Pujols, and home run 703. 2-0 Cardinals.
Mitch Keller would not get out of the inning. Former Cardinal Junior Fernandez would come in to get the final out, but the Cardinals get the two runs there in the sixth inning, and they take a 2-0 lead. The Pirates would answer one of those runs back in the bottom of the sixth inning. Miles Michaelis pitching for the Cardinals. Jason DeLay leads the inning off with a double. A Kevin Newman ground out brings up Brian Reynolds.
Here's a high fly ball, left center field. Long run for Dylan Carlson, and he can't get there. The ball falls, and coming around third, DeLay will score on a double by Brian Reynolds.
So that makes it a 2-1 game. Junior Fernandez came back out for the seventh inning, but he would be replaced in that inning by Manny Buñuelos as the game would continue to sit as a 2-1 score into the bottom of the seventh inning when Steven Matz comes on to replace Miles Michaelis. In the eighth inning, the Pirates are able to tie it up. New pitcher is Andre Pallante, and the first batter he faces is Jack Sawinski.
The 2-2 pitch for Jack Sawinski. Here it is. And that's hit high and deep to right field, tying the game at two. A home run. That clears the Clemente wall by Plenty way back in the bleachers.
So Sawinski goes deep, and it is a 2-2 game. Pallante would not finish the inning. Instead, Giovanni Gallegos comes in. He would get the final out, a strikeout of Brian Reynolds, and it is 2-2 as it goes to the ninth inning. Johan Ramirez, the new pitcher for the Pirates, in the top of the ninth inning. He puts up a zero, so we go to the bottom of the ninth. Gallegos continuing to pitch for the Cardinals. First batter he faces, Ke'Bryan Hayes. He walks. He then steals second base, so he represents the winning run on in scoring position. Miguel Andujar. He then walks, so runners on at first and second, and then Rodolfo Castro walks. That loads the bases, and it ends the day for Gallegos. On comes Jojo Romero, and he faces off against O'Neill Cruz, a dangerous hitter. Ball one, ball two, ball three, and the fourth pitch that he throws to Cruz.
With a 3-0 count on O'Neill Cruz with the bases loaded, nobody out. Romero's pitch, ball four. That's ball four, and that's the ball game. O'Neill Cruz isn't moving. Now he throws the bat away and goes to first. And coming in with a winning run, Ke'Bryan Hayes. What a terrible way to lose indeed. 3-2, Pirates over the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. A terrible way to lose. Tough one, losing on four walks in the ninth with the game-winning walk for the Pirates coming on four straight pitches. Final score, 3-2 with the victory. The Pirates improved to 61-99. With the loss, the Cardinals dropped to 92-68. Winning totals for Pittsburgh, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They leave 6 for St. Louis, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They leave 9 going 0-9 with runners in scoring position. The winning pitcher, Johan Ramirez, he is 4-1. The loss goes to Giovanni Gallegos as he drops to 3-6. home runs in the game. Jack Sawinski hitting his 19th for Albert Pujols, his 24th of the year, the 703rd of his career. The game lasting 3 hours and 10 minutes, played in front of an announced crowd of 12,702 folks at PNC Park. Cardinals lose to the Pirates by a 3-2 score. When we come back, we'll give you our player of the game. This is the Mercy Cardinals postgame show on the Cardinals Radio Network.